ho.
It was on Christmas Eve of all the days of the year that Rudolph found Santa crying.
I'm sorry. It's silly of me,
said Santa.
Pretend you didn't see.
And he blew his nose with a giant handkerchief. you've been overdoing it, said Rudolph gently. Next week, you must put your feet up and have a good rest.
Yes, yes, I expect that's it.
Santa sniffed and tried to put on a brave smile.
Ho, ho, ho.
He tried to chuckle, but it soon slithered into a and he rested his head on his arms and cried.
Oh, Rudolph, I know I'm a silly, selfish old man, but if only I could see it just once. Just once.
See what? What's the matter? You can tell me. See what?
Christmas, of course.
Santa shook his head and attempted another laugh, but it was no good.
Ho, 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 ho. All night long on Christmas Eve, creeping about on slippery roofs, being careful not to wake babies, always trying to remember what children have asked for. I suppose they like what I take them. I mean, they go on asking for things year in, year out. I hear rumors that people enjoy Christmas, but how would I know? I come straight back here, have a large turkey sandwich with you and the other reindeer, and then fall into bed totally exhausted.
Rudolph stood in front of Santa's fire thinking, and the snow on his thick coat dripped meltingly into the rug. It won't be the same this year, Santa, he said at last. You'll have a proper Christmas this year. You wait and see. What we need is a couple of good disguises. There are lots of old clothes in your cupboard under the stairs. If we dress up as skiers or clowns, angels even, we can visit lots of families, play with the children, and join in all the fun. So that night, after Santa had made his Christmas deliveries, he changed his usual route. Instead of turning towards the North Pole and home, he parked the sleigh in a little back street beside the park. While all the other reindeer had an early Christmas dinner of some delicious leaves, Rudolph and Santa changed their clothes in the bushes. Early next morning, they wandered through the snowy streets wearing bobble hats and goggles with skis slung over their shoulders. People were just beginning to stir. From behind upstairs windows came the rustle of wrapping paper and squeals of delight as children opened their presents.
Look! Look what I've got! That's fantastic! Can I play with it now?
Rudolph glanced sideways at Santa and saw him grinning.
They do seem pleased,
said Santa, smiling shyly. When they knocked at number 14 and Mrs. Smith opened the door, they could see past her to where her six daughters were opening presents around the Christmas tree. They all looked so happy with the gifts Santa had delivered the night before that his ski goggles became quite misty with pleasure as he watched them with their toys.
Look at this.
Hello,
said Santa warmly.
We were just passing and we thought we would knock on your door and wish you all a happy Christmas. You can ask us in if you like.
I don't know you. It's Christmas and anyway, I'm far too busy. Come back next week.
She shut the door with a bang. Oh dear, said Rudolph, disappointed. They went back to the park and changed into their clown costumes and knocked at another door in the street.
I've got the dinner to cook, said Mrs. Jones at number 32. What do you want?
Behind her, her four sons were playing with an electric train set. This had been the most difficult present of all for Santa to fit down a chimney. But it seemed worthwhile, now that he could see just how much pleasure the electric train set gave them.
We thought you and your family might enjoy a few jokes, tricks, stories, Rudolph was saying. So, if you'd just invite us in, strangers, at Christmas. Christmas is a family time, sorry.
And Mrs. Jones slammed the door sharply with the most tremendous bang. Rudolph glanced at Santa and saw his lip was trembling. They changed into their angel costumes and sang carols outside number 48, where children were playing the whistles Santa had delivered the night before.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Saviour was born on Christmas Day.
Clear off or I'll set the dogs on you, shouted Mr. Brown from the bedroom window. Isn't it bad enough to have the kids playing those wretched whistles without listening to you?
Santa hitched up his angel's skirts and ran all the way back to the sleigh. Rudolph could hardly keep up. They galloped to the North Pole without a word spoken between them. When they finally got home, Rudolph said, "Come inside and have a turkey sandwich. You must be exhausted. You haven't been to bed for 2 days." Santa nodded. He was too weary to make a fuss.
"But at least they liked their presents, didn't they?"
he asked sadly. The reindeer pulled off Santa's boots, tucked him up in the armchair beside the fire with a specially big sandwich and some beer, and left him alone with just the firelight for company. Santa made himself extremely comfortable and was asleep in no time. When he woke up and went to put on his boots, he found them standing beside the grate with 8 neatly wrapped presents inside them.
What on earth?
Suddenly, all the lights came on, and there was a great shout of, boom! Happy Christmas, Santa Claus!
Ho, ho, ho!
The room was full to bursting. There were 8 reindeer, the 6 Smith girls and the 4 Jones boys and a whole orchestra of Mr. and Mrs. Brown's children playing "For He's a Jolly Good Fellow" on their penny whistles. A banner hung from window to door which read, "Thank you very much," and the table was spread with enough food for a banquet. "We all brought leftover bits from Christmas lunch and Christmas tea," explained Anne Smith. "There's always far too much food at Christmas."
Santa blew his nose noisily. "Rudolph, this is all you're doing. How did these children get here?"
"I explained everything to them while you were asleep. They all wanted to come once they knew who you were." "I wish Mama had invited you in for Christmas," said Edward Jones.
"Well, we've got the whole of Christmas night," cried Santa, beaming. "I'm not a bit tired if you're not. And with Rudolph's help, I promise to get you all home by morning."
Then Santa opened his presents from the other reindeer. A pair of socks, a postcard of the North Pole, some jingle bells, another pair of socks, a chimney brush, and from Rudolph, a red pullover with reindeer all over it. Santa put on both pairs of socks, pulled on his jumper and rushed out into the snow, roaring.
"Isn't Christmas lovely? Isn't it absolutely lovely?"
And the reindeer all agreed that they had never seen him look so happy.